This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Tim Mize back here inside Nokomis. Megan Cordy back in our WSMI studios producing this boys doubleheader. Litchfield at Hillsboro coming up next here on FM 106. And not many things over the course of the history of the radio station can get Litchfield Hillsboro in any sport off the live game. A Hall of Fame coach's final home game, that will do it. So Litchfield Hillsboro coming up next. Nokomis Edinburgh set to roll here tonight in Steve Kimbrough's final home game here at Nokomis. The Skins will be in the home white uniforms, red skins and black lettering across the front, black numerals trimmed out in the black and the crimson. For Edinburgh, they are in the road yellow uniforms trimmed out in the black. They've got cats and black lettering across the front, and they've got yellow numerals trimmed with black on the yellow jerseys. I don't care for that as a broadcaster. Sobble into the jump circle for Nokomis. Colin Harden for the Skins, and Coach Kimbrough's final game is underway. Tap controlled by Sobble, right to Sassetti off the window. It's good with the breakaway layup. And what a fitting way for Coach Kimbrough's final home game to get underway. Sobble wins the tap, right to Sassetti. That almost looked like a set play. Alex in the point of the ball press. Lefevre picked up his dribble, and there's a 10-second count right out of the gate. A little vintage start for Nokomis. Despite what Coach Kimbrough looks like on the outside and what he may say, he has to feel a little bit different tonight, you would think. But he says it's just another game. I do believe him. We'll see how he feels after the game. Tassetti, corner pocket. Yes, Alex Tassetti. A good start on senior night. He's got 5 quick points. And he is such a critical piece to Nokomis next week. They must have him operating at full strength. He comes for the trap on the sideline now with Herbstreit. Backdoor pass to Prince. Leaves it on the baseline, tipped around, out of bounds, off of Edinburgh. It'll be Nokomis ball. Your officials tonight, Louis Lang, Carl Shreve, Steve DeClerc. 7:06 for the opening quarter. Remember last year when Edinburgh was here, they actually were in this ball game the first quarter before Nokomis pulled away. On the night, Coach Kimbrough got his 800th career victory. Jake Johnson, dribble drive, overshot it. Offensive rebound, Seth Johnson. Back to Herbstreit on the left wing. Nokomis will reset. On the wing with Seth. Down in the block to Jake. Johnson spins and he's blocked. Foul on Edinburgh is their first. Baseline out of bounds for Nokomis. And they're going to get Colin Harden on the personal. Skins line everybody up along the baseline. Herbstreit to trigger in. Evan looking. Gets to Johnson, who had good position on the right block. He's double teamed. Wraparound pass on the baseline to Herbstreit. Evan now back on the left wing to Seth Johnson. Here's Alex. Dumps it down to Sobble. Reverse layup good. And Edinburgh needs a quick timeout. 6:31 for the opening quarter. Nokomis leads Edinburgh 7-0. Coach Kimbrough's final home game. We're back following these messages on WSMI. Out of the timeout, Edinburgh turns it over. Tassetti picks it up. He's rejected at the left elbow by Harden, and now the Cats regain possession. Now Alex into the passing lane, tips it, saves it on the sideline, across the floor to Seth Johnson. Herbstreit tip pass, Sabo left-hand finish, no. And the rebound down to Edinburgh. Oh, that would have been real pretty. Into the front court comes Mitchell Bloom. He's trapped on the sideline, keeps the dribble alive, gets it away out near midcourt with Will Lefevre. Out the volleyball spike line, leaves it off for Bloom on the right wing with Harden. That pass is tipped and stolen by Seth Johnson. Up and down for the easy deuce. And Edinburgh wants another timeout. 5:40 for the opening quarter. It is 9-0. Nokomis leading Edinburgh in Steve Kimbrough's final game here at Nokomis. Back following these messages on WSMI. Before the game, Coach Kimbrough said, "I just hope we're ready to play." Well, his boys were ready to play here tonight in Coach Kimbrough's final home game. The new gym here at Nokomis, not that new anymore, but that's what they call it. On the baseline, blocked away, picked up though in the lane by Prince. He kicks it out. Here's a three ball from Harden, no. Rebound down to Seth Johnson. Here comes Alex Tassetti. Alex, top of the key, leaves it off for Herbstreit. Down on the block, Sobble. Draws a crowd, doesn't matter. Off the window, it's good for Carter. He's now got 2,133 career points here at Nokomis. Just adding to his own records all around. 11-0 Skins, 5 minutes for the opening quarter. On the left wing with LaFever. Special ceremony after the ball game. We'll carry it live here on WSMI. On the right wing, Colin Harden. Right side of the key now with Will LaFever. Back to Harden it goes. Back at the volleyball spike line into the hands of Mitchell Bloom. On the left wing, trapped there is Prince. Now his pass out is stolen by Herbstreit. Evan goes up and down for the easy deuce. Herbstreit's first bucket, fifth turnover already on Edinburgh. 13-0 Skins, 4:23 for quarter number one. Nokomis won the JV game in blowout fashion as trapped in the coffin quarter, just kind of throwing blindly behind his back, and it found its way to Hayden Prince. That was Bloom, who was in trouble over there. Now Bloom has it back. Right wing it goes to Prince. In the corner, here's a three ball for LaFever short, and Edinburgh one and done. Rebound down to Seth Johnson. Evan Herbstreit will walk it into the front court for Nokomis. They will be at the Macon Meridian Regional starting on Tuesday. We'll have that game live at 6 here on FM 106. The entire Nokomis postseason run will be live on WSMI. We'll also have coverage of the Lancers at the Lincolnwood Regional, and then the Gillespie Regional has all sorts of area teams. We'll be there as well next week as Tassetti drives baseline and draws the foul. He'll be at the free throw line. You can find our broadcast schedule online, WSMIRadio.com. They will call that foul on the floor, so it'll be baseline out of bounds for Nokomis. It'll be Herbstreit to throw in. Evan looking out to midcourt. It goes to Alex Tassetti. Alex on the right-hand dribble. Good to see Mr. Tassetti back on the floor. Nokomis just a different-looking club when he's out there. On the baseline, Sabo. Power bounce. Attacks blocked from behind by Harden. That's a surprise. At 6'4", Colin was able to reject Carter Sabo. I don't know that Carter sensed him necessarily behind him. 3:10 first quarter, 13-0, Nokomis with the lead. Edinburgh has the ball. Mitchell Bloom leaves it on the right wing in front of the Skins bench to Prince. Back to Bloom, left wing. Here's a three for Harden. Missed it, no good. Offensive rebound, Edinburgh. The first time they've gotten a second look at it. Across the floor dangerously, finds its way to Bloom. Mitchell Bloom on the attack and a block out there. On to Seti. For Alex, his first, team's first. Sideline out of bounds for Edinburgh, 2:49 for the opening quarter. Nice crowd on hand here. The traditional home side is basically jam-packed, and then Nokomis had overflow fans onto the opposite side of the floor. Final home game for Coach Kimbrough, 39th and final season. Here's a three ball headed home for LaFever, no good. Rebound down to Jake Johnson, outlet to Tassetti. Lead pass Herbstreit, down to Sabo, left hand reverse is good for Carter. 6 for Sabo, that was beautiful. Up the floor from Tassetti, and then a little touch patch from Herbstreit to Sabo. 15-0 Nokomis. Carter went for the steal, didn't get it. That frees up Prince, attacks, and he's fouled by Jake Johnson. Jake's first, team second. And it will send to the free throw line Hayden Prince, a 6-foot sophomore. Edinburgh looking for their first point of the ball game. And they have found it. Hayden Prince gets the Wildcats on the board at the 2:18 mark of the opening quarter. Second toss for Prince. Lines it up and knocks it down. 15-2 Nokomis. They lead with the ball. Clock running 2:15 first quarter. Here comes Evan Herbstreit across the timeline. Evan picks up the dribble on the right wing now with Tassetti. Alex Tassetti high above his head and surveys. Skip pass to Herbstreit. Evan on the left wing. In the baseline it goes to Kendall Nodal, who's checked in, the 6'1 junior. Here's Carter. Left baseline. Attacks. Reverse layup. Good. 8 for Sabo. Edinburgh has no answer, but don't feel bad, Edinburgh. Nobody has had an answer for Mr. Sabo over the last 4 years. If you're not from Nokomis, you're probably going to be real glad to see him graduating. Coming up in May. Sabo cuts off the baseline there. A nice job. Handle is lost by Prince, able to save it, going out towards midcourt. Here is LaFever. Into the hands of Blue. Back to Lefevre. 80 seconds for the first quarter. High post it goes to Lefevre. Rises up. Had it stripped on the way up. Picked up off the floor by Carter Sobel. Sixth turnover on Edinburgh. 65 seconds first quarter. Here's Tassetti out near midcourt. Standing right on the M in Nokomis and black lettering along the sideline. Here's Alex out between the circles. Works left wing, skip pass to Herbstreit. Evan has to elevate to make the catch, drives baseline, finds Sobel. Carter spins, diagonal pass to Setti, tried to oop it up and in, no. And the rebound down to Edinburgh's Colin Harden. 40 seconds first quarter. Gomez started fast and hasn't slowed down. On the right wing with Harden. Into the hands of Bloom, in the corner it goes to Prince. Dribble drive, kicks it out right wing. Top of the key, nearly stolen by Tassetti. Found its way to Lefevre. On the baseline, Prince. Bounce pass, right wing, three. Harden, yes. Colin Harden knocks down the three ball. First field goal for Edinburgh. 15 seconds for the quarter. 17-5, Nokomis leads with the ball. They will hold for the final shot. Here's Evan on the right wing, right in front of the sideline. 5 seconds for the quarter. Herbstreit picks up the dribble with two, throws it away. Tassetti checks the clock. A desperation heave is no good. After one quarter, it is Nokomis 17, Edinburgh 5. You're listening to Steve Kimbrough's final home game at Nokomis here on WSMI. After 8 minutes, Nokomis leading Edinburgh 17-5. Carter Sobel, 8 first quarter points. Alex Tassetti had the first 5 of the ball game. Seth Johnson, Evan Herbstreit, each with a bucket. For Nokomis. Edinburgh gets the basketball to start the second quarter. 3 points for Colin Harden, 2 points for Hayden Prince. Here's Bloom, volleyball spike line, left wing with Harden. On the right wing now with Lefevre. He brings it out at the volleyball spike line. The Nokomis 1-2-2 really has Edinburgh pushed out from the hoop. Bloom open for three, back rimmed it too strong, rebound down to Alex Tassetti. Here comes Alex across the timeline. Tassetti on the right wing. Jake Johnson at the right elbow. No look pass. Alex rises for three. Yes. Alex Tassetti, his second triple. He has 8 points. Well, that ankle injury really set him back, really set Nokomis back in the middle to late part of the regular season. But the Skins did a good job of managing Tassetti's minutes. He did not play for a good week, maybe a little bit longer, and they had next week in mind the entire time. As they were saying, we have to get him healthy for regional play. Here's an offensive foul on Edinburgh, clearing out with the off arm. Third team foul, seventh turnover. And the personal foul is going to go on Will Lefevre. Tassetti's going to check out. Kendall Nordahl back in for Nokomis. 7 minutes, first half, 20-5. Skins with the lead and the ball. Here's Herbstreit on the left wing with Nodal. High post to Johnson. Pivots around. One bounce, rises for 14. A rounded out, no good. Nodal offensive rebound stripped. Picked up by Sobel. Leaves it for Herbstreit. Jump stop. Air ball from 10 feet. And the rebound off of Sobel. It'll belong to Edinburgh. Substitution for the Wildcats. Will Lefevre right back in. Replacing Robert Yonker. Post-game ceremony after the ball game. We'll carry it live here on FM 106, and there'll be a reception following the game. All former players and coaches invited to attend that. Sobel just takes it right away from Harden, almost like a volleyball block. Leaves it for Herbstreit now. Into the hands of Seth Johnson. One dribble, pulls up from seven, rattled out. Offensive rebound, Jake Johnson put back good. He's only 6 foot tall. That's what he's listed at. But, man, he plays tough and big on the inside. 6-18 for the first half. Jonathan Yard just told Colin Harden, don't try to jump and throw over a 6'9 dude. Probably good advice. 6-10 for the first half. A ball fake in order. That one's just thrown away. Airmailed from Lefevre over the head of Bloom. Out of bounds. Ninth Edinburgh turnover. Tassetti going to check back in for Nokomis. Jake Johnson will get a breather. And it goes to Evan Herbstreit. Coach Kimbrough tonight in his traditional black Nokomis pullover, red collar, black pants, black tennis shoes. sitting with his leg crossed right now, left arm extended across the back of the padded chairs on the Nokomis bench. Of course, not only is this Coach Kimbrough's final game, it's Brian Pisco's final game on the basketball bench as well. Underhand shovel, Nodal, Sobel, good. 10 for Carter Sobel. It will be a different look next year for Nokomis, no doubt about it. The people of Nokomis might not fully appreciate the change they will witness. It will be very, very different. Anytime you lose a Hall of Famer, especially a Hall of Famer who played at the school and coached here for almost four decades, it will be a change. As Herbstreit has fouled up the floor after Johnson came up with the steal, the 10th Edinburgh turnover. And for Nokomis, they will be at the free throw line. No, they'll be on the baseline out of bounds. All the skins stacked right side of the lane. Fourth team foul on Edinburgh. Here's Seth Johnson for three, rattled out. Tassetti's put back, no, tried to tip it in. And the rebound down to Edinburgh. Alex would have been better served to come down with that and then explode right back up. Here is Prince on the attack, missed it. Rebound down to Seth Johnson. Alex Tassetti back from that ankle injury. Tassetti was feeling pretty good before the ball game, not completely 100%. Doesn't feel he has all of his explosiveness quite yet. Here's Herbstreit on the attack. Drives, left it short. Rebound tapped around off of Edinburgh. It'll be Nokomis ball, 4:47 for the first half. It'll be Herbstreit to throw in. Sobel will come and set a screen. Now roll to the middle. They find Carter. Tips it. Missed it. Gets the offensive rebound back. Muscles it up and puts it in. A dozen for Carter Sobel. 4.5 minutes, first half. 26-5. Nokomis with the lead. Looking for their 20th win, which will be the 26th 20-win season. There are some statistics that I've heard this year with Steve Kimbrough's final year that just make you scratch your head. 26 20-win seasons in 39 years, that gets you thinking. And then when Hillsborough was here, I was told by Joe Vanzo that in the Steve Kimbrough era, after that win, Steve Kimbrough went 23-2 against Hillsborough. That is a staggering number. Here's a baseline out of bounds for Edinburgh, an air ball three from Harden, and it's out of bounds over to Nokomis. 4:16 for the first half of play. Coach Kimbrough lost his first game back in 1981 to Vandalia, then got career win number one in game number two against North Green, and the rest, as they say, has been history. Sobel, nice dump down to Tassetti off the window. It's good. Alex had his defender sealed off that right block. Carter recognized it and dumped it down for the easy bucket. 28-5 Nokomis, 3:50 first half. Sobel and Tassetti doing the offensive work. That was the plan coming into the year. That ball thrown off of Sobel, but then deflects off of Edinburgh's Prince, and it'll be Nokomis ball, 3:39 for the first half of play. Evan Herbstreit walks it into the front court. He slows it up there, keeps the bounce alive. Left wing with Tassetti. Alex Tassetti high above his head. Now back to Herbstreit between the circles. Evan Herbstreit in the corner to Sobel. Carter, one dribble, pulls up, 18-footer off the baseline. Yes, for Carter Sobel. He had to put that around the backboard. That was silky smooth. 30-5, Nokomis with the lead. Making Coach Kimbrough proud here in his final home game. They indeed were ready to play. And they've had, I mean, they have to. They're high school kids. They have to have felt a certain amount of pressure this year, knowing that it's Coach Kimbrough's last year. 11th turnover on Edinburgh as they tried to force feed the post there. I mean, it's just human nature for high school kids to press a little bit, try a little bit too hard perhaps at times, especially early in the year. I think as the season has worn along, they've gotten accustomed and adjusted to the different type of season this has been. But when you go on the road and your coach is being recognized before every game, it's just a little bit different. And, of course, they grew up watching Coach Kimbrough sitting in these bleachers, dreaming about playing for him one day. And so when you wind up being the group that you know will be the last team he ever coaches, that's a special time. And with it comes a little bit of pressure. A foul on Herbstreit, his first. 30-5, Nokomis with the lead, 2:14 first half. Cats get it into Will Lefever. Still in the backcourt. Now he comes across the timeline. Trapped immediately. A long high pass finds its way to Hayden Prince. And then Prince airmails it into the third row. 12th Edinburgh turnover. The pressure has caused all sorts of problems for the Wildcats here tonight. 2:03 first half. Nokomis leading 30-5. Edinburgh was here January 8th of 2019 for Steve Kimbrough's 800th career victory. Herbstreit spins right into trouble there. First turnover on Nokomis. Wildcats nearly threw it away in the backcourt, but Lefevre able to maintain. Gets off to Mitchell Bloom. Into the front court with a pass. Catch is made near tie-up. Prince, as Herbstreit went flying, he lost the handle then, picked up by Johnson in the middle of the lane. 90 seconds for the first half. Tassetti walking it into the front court. Nokomis up by 25. Here's Tassetti on the right elbow. Leaves it in the corner for Herbstreit. Baseline stumble. No look pass. Johnson off the window. It's good. 4 for Jake Johnson. A beautiful no-look touch pass off the baseline from Sobel. Boy, he's had a couple real nice looks here tonight. 1 to Tassetti, and that one to Jake Johnson. 32-5, Nokomis. Final minute, first half. Lefevre down on the baseline looking for Caden Smith. Tipped, turned over. 13th Edinburgh turnover. Corralled in there by Carter Sobel. He leaves it off for Herbstreit. Pass in the front court to Tassetti. Back to Herbstreit, 43 seconds for the first half of play. Tassetti out, volleyball spike line extended. Double team there, off to Herbstreit, into the hands of Seth Johnson. Right back to Evan it goes. Top of the key with Sobel. Half a minute for the first half. Evan Herbstreit, back top of the key with Sobel. Leaves it off for Tassetti. Alex checks the clock, 22 seconds for the half. Here's Herbstreit, back to Sobel, into the hands of Tassetti out near midcourt. 15 seconds for the first half. Alex now checks the clock again with 12. Into the hands of Jake Johnson on the right wing. Alex has it now in the right corner. Gets a screen from Sobel. Alex attacks, rises, off the heel and down for Alex Tassetti. He has a dozen. 1 second for the half, three quarters court, no. And after one half, it is Nokomis 34, Edinburgh 5. You are listening to Steve Kimbrough's final game here at Nokomis, and it is time now for the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show on WSMI. One half left for Coach Kimbrough here on the Nokomis sideline. Of course, they'll be at the Macon Meridian Regional the next week, but no more home games after tonight. Sobel rises, right elbow, no. Offensive rebound to Tassetti. Alex, tough finish, no. Gets it back again, put back good. Tassetti now with 14 points. It was good to see him able to explode off that ankle the second time there after that offensive rebound. 7.5 minutes, third quarter. Dangerous pass stolen by Sobel. Carter attacks, left-hand finish good with the finger roll. Winds up on the deck, 16 for Sobel. The big question remaining now is, will we get a dunk from either Sobel or Tassetti? Alex really wants one. He said if the opportunity presents itself, he will go for it. Said he's tried it once in his career. He said missed it badly. Tried to dunk it real hard, he said. And I say, hey, if you're going to try to dunk, go for it hard. 6:55 for the third quarter. On the spin on the baseline, trapped over there. Underhand shovel out to Bloom at midcourt. Prince real fortunate right there. On the attack, Lefevre leaves it back for Harden. Cats swing it left wing with Bloom. Back right side now to Lefevre. Here's Harden on the right wing. Into the hands of Bloom. Left wing, bounce pass, ill-advised, stolen by Tassetti. Alex Tassetti finds Sobel, middle of the lane. Carter, an over-the-shoulder pass. Seth Johnson can't get it to go. Offensive rebound, Herbstreit has it poked away from behind. It will be Edinburgh ball. 6:20 for quarter number three. All Nokomis here tonight. But we knew coming in that, much like the Lincoln games, it's not about the score per se. It's kind of about the event, the night, and really just honoring and recognizing greatness. That's what it is. Just recognize and appreciate the greatness while you have it on your side, because when you don't have it anymore, you will miss it. Another turnover. Herbstreet attacks through contact with the finish. 4 for Evan Herbstreet. 40-5, no comas. And I'm a Bunker Hill guy, so I am well aware of what happens when a Hall of Fame coach who's been there for almost 40 years leaves. It's not the same. Another turnover for Edinburgh, their 16th. In Nokomis and Bunker Hill, they're not anywhere close to the same situations. But the similarity is Hall of Fame coach is there for a long, long time. I'm just telling you, when they leave, it's different. Here's Sobel, left corner. Yes, Carter Sobel with 19 points. The consistency that Nokomis has had under Steve Kimbrough, it's staggering. Here's a 3 left wing. Yes, that is Will Lefevre knocking down the 3 ball. Boy, did Edinburgh need that. They hadn't scored since the first quarter. 43-8, Nokomis with the lead. High post with Jake Johnson. Turns, faces, finger roll good for Jake. He has 6. If you think about it, this will be their 26th 20-win season. Another turnover for Edinburgh, their 17th. 26 20-win seasons in 39 years for Steve Kimbrough. Remarkable. Sobel, Tassetti, off the window is good for Alex. 16 for Alex Tassetti. Of course, he's been to state twice. That state runner-up finish for the Skins. That came back in, what, 2012? No, 2008, they were second. 2013, they were third. Man, 2008, doesn't seem like it was that long ago. 4:13 for the third quarter. Kendall Nodal will check in, replacing Carter Sobel. Carter checks out with 19 points. You're listening to Steve Kimbrough's final home game here at Nokomis on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville, the station you can count on. Of course, today at the radio station, we were remembering T. Toad. His birthday is tomorrow. Another turnover by Edinburgh, their 18th. And just some stuff, you can't make it up. Last year on his birthday, Hillsboro, the girls were playing Chicago Marshall in the state tournament. And now here the following year, one day before his birthday, Steve Kimbrough coaching his final home game at Nokomis. Saved by Seth Johnson off to Herbstreet, blocked. It'll be out of bounds and stay with Nokomis. And Coach Kimbrough, or Bro, as T always called him, they had a very special relationship over the years. It was beyond respect and a working relationship. They were friends, and that was tough for Coach Kimbrough, I know, when Terry passed, and I know Terry always just would rave about Coach Kimbrough on and off the floor. Another turnover for Edinburgh. Here comes Tassetti. He'll rise from 12. Yes, knock it down, Alex Tassetti. He now has 18 points for Nokomis. 49-8 Skins. 3:10 third quarter. I mean, this is my 15th year at the radio station, and I've done more Nokomis and Lincolnwood games this last year than I had in the previous 14 years combined, because Nokomis games, Lincolnwood games, those were Terry games. That's just how that was. Here's a 3-ball can, top of the key, Will Lefevre. His second 3 of the quarter, he has 6 points. So from the radio station perspective, this night has just another layer to it. Terry would have loved very much to have been here for this. Here's Jake Johnson on the attack. Nope, he's going to be called for steps. Third turnover on Nokomis. And I don't know how many of Steve Kimbrough's 835 wins Terry was on the microphone for, but it was a lot. And I guarantee he was on the microphone for more of them than anybody else. No doubt about it. He's the proud voice of Mid-Illinois and the proud voice of Nokomis during his time at WSMI. Here's a deep 3. Harden, he gets that to go. And all of a sudden, Edinburgh raining threes. Their third triple of the quarter. Makes it 49-14, 2:05 for the third. They don't have a two-point field goal. They got two free throws and four threes. DeSetti takes his time into the front court inside of 2 minutes for quarter number three. Here's Herbstreit. Across the floor, Seth Johnson. Middle of the lane, back to Herbstreit. Evan rises up, rimmed it out, no good. Sobel back in the ballgame, battles for the rebound, can't corral it off of Carter, and it will be Edinburgh ball. 103 seconds for the third quarter. All Nokomis here tonight. Led 17-5 after one. Led 34-5 at the half after they shut Edinburgh out in the second quarter. They now lead 49-14. This pass finds its way all the way across the lane to Prince. He will get it back out to Harden. Return pass in the corner. Prince put it on the deck. Sobel diving forward, gets the tie up. And Edinburgh will have it on the arrow. But that right there will sum up Nokomis under Steve Kimbrough. You're winning 49-14, 83 seconds for the third quarter, and your school's all-time leading scorer diving on the floor for a loose ball. You want to know why they win all the time, among other things? That's it right there. They play hard. Lefevre on the attack, rattles it down. Will Lefevre has 8 points all in the quarter. Now, sometimes they may not play as hard as Coach Kimbrough would like them to or thinks that they should, but that is the standard that has been set here at Nokomis. Play hard or don't come to the gym. Seth Johnson on the left wing, leaves it for Nodal in the corner. Back to Johnson. Here's Sobel. Left block. Spinning middle. He left it short. Takes a shot across the face. Goes down on the ground. And he's back on his feet. Here comes Edinburgh. Poked away by Herbstreit. Into the hands of Hayden Prince. Back to Lefevre now. That's a deep three, Harden, and he got that one to go. Colin Harden, he has two triples in the quarter. He was a step inside the volleyball spike line when he let that puppy fly. 49-19, Nokomis. Edinburgh scored more points in this quarter than they did the entire first half. Out at midcourt with DeSetti, 10 seconds for the quarter. A 30-point Nokomis lead. Alex on the right wing with Nodal. Kindle with five. Back to DeSetti with three. Alex with two. Dumps it down. Nodal, does he have time? He does, but he can't get it to go. After three quarters, it is Nokomis 49. Edinburgh 19. The clock will run as Steve Kimbrough has just 8 minutes left on the sideline here at Nokomis High School. Back with Steve Kimbrough's final quarter following these messages. Skins get it to start the fourth quarter. Herbstreit on the attack, has his layup partially deflected, goes off of Evan out of bounds. It'll be Edinburgh ball. 7:30 ball game. Steve Kimbrough's final home game here at Nokomis. Skins started fast, haven't looked back. Shut out Edinburgh, 17-0 in the third quarter, led 34-5 at the half. Harden again, his third three of the half. He has 9 points. Still, no two-point field goals for Edinburgh. Six threes and two field goals. Actually, I'm mistaken. They did have 1 2-point field goal. Sobel fires left corner. No. Rebound down to Jake Johnson. Top of the key to DeSetti. Alex will trigger it and knock it down. Alex to DeSetti. He has 21, and he is appearing to be back in mid-season form here tonight, and that is a good sign moving into regional week coming up starting on Tuesday for Nokomis. We'll be at the Gillespie 2A Regional Monday night for a quarterfinal between Hillsborough and Gillespie. Live at 7-0 to Seti. Gets the steal. He's going to go for the dunk. No. Finger roll. Seti was going to go off 2 feet for the dunk, but he went off 1 foot there and lays it in. He has 23. He thought about it. 6:20 for the ball game. Out front, Harden fouled by Sobel. 6:15 clock running for the ball game. Kendall Nodal will come to the table and check in for the Skins. Foul on Sobel, his first, team's first of the half. First foul on either side here in the second half. Louis Lane, Carl Shreve, Steve DeClercq in charge of the action here tonight. Here's Colin Harden, leads it off for Will Lefevre. We'll have the post-game ceremony live from the floor here on FM 106 at the conclusion. Then Litchfield at Hillsborough will follow. Gary Boker has the call from Toppertown. Here's Bloom out between the circles. Backdoor cut, finds Prince, attacks, layup good. Hayden Prince has his first bucket. 54-24. 5:25 for the ball game. Remember when Coach Kimber got his 800th win, Alex Azzetti dumped a bucket of Gatorade on him. Sobble down low, pump fake, partially deflected by Harden, pulled down by Edinburgh. Now, I remember afterwards, Coach Kimber thought, I didn't think there was actually liquid in there because he just stood and took it. He was expecting confetti, and he got liquid. And it was a very cool moment the night that he picked up 800 career victories. Here is Lefevre on the wing, cut off by Seth Johnson. Inside of 5 minutes for the ball game. Coach Kimbrell looks just the same now as he did earlier in the game and has for almost every game. Leg crossed on the bench, left arm extended across the back of a chair. On the attack, no, for Prince. Rebound down to Nokomis. That in and of itself, if you're an opponent, could get in your head. You know the lore and the mystique of Coach Kimbrough and Nokomis, and then you see him sitting over there just like he's at the beach. Here's Nodal on the right wing to Setti. He'll fire again. Oh, Alex Tassetti, have yourself a ball game on senior night. 26 for Alex. He has four triples for the ball game. 57-24. Tassetti outscoring Edinburgh himself, 26-24. On the left wing with Harden. Here's a three. Lefevre air ball there. Rebound down to Caden Smith. He will dump it off in the corner to Harden. Top of the key to Bloom. Halfway through the money quarter, dribble drive for Lefevre. He draws the foul. He'll get two free throws. Nokomis has not attempted a foul shot here tonight. This will be foul shot number 3 and 4 for Edinburgh. Lefevre at the line. Toss good. 9 points now for Will Lefevre. Herbstreit and Johnson out. Elijah Allman has checked in for Nokomis along with Landon Engelman. Landon's a 5'8 sophomore. Allman's a 5'11 freshman. Lefevre misses the second toss. 3:10 for the ball game. Here is Sobel. Rises and hits from about 15. Carter Sobel with 21 points. Nearing the 2,200 mark for his amazing career. 2:50 ball game. Here is Harden across the floor with Lefevre. On the baseline it goes to Prince. Back to Lefevre now. Across the floor with Harden. On the curl, they find Prince off the window. It's good for Hayden Prince. He has four. 59-26. And a timeout for substitutions here. Ty Nodal will get in, a 5'9 junior, and Cooper Bertolino, a 5'11 sophomore, into the action. Alex Tassetti comes off. Handshakes from the coaching staff. A hug from Coach Kimbrough. Now Coach Kimbrough will go down and seek out Carter Sobel. Handshakes from the coaching staff and a hug from Coach Kimbrough. 2:20 to play. 59-26. Nokomis with the lead. We'll have the ceremony after the game live from the floor here on WSMI FM 106. 59-27 as Allman rattles it down. Elijah Allman, 5'11 freshman. That's the name we'll be calling a lot over the next 3 years for Nokomis. And this will be a year he remembers, his freshman year, Steve Kimbrell's last. Got to play for the legend. Kids in eighth grade won't be able to say that. 100 seconds ball game. 100 seconds for Steve Kimbrough's home slate here at Nokomis. What a ride it's been. 90 seconds for the game. Coach Kimbrough sitting up now, hands folded between his legs. So he's watching intently. 80 seconds to play in the game. What an awesome career for Steve Kimbrough. He's going to wind up with 836 wins heading into his final regional tournament. Fourth in the history of the state. A turnover by Nokomis on the attack. Prince, he lost the ball. Rattled around there. Nodal almost picked it up off the floor. Here's a three for Lefevre short. And the rebound down to Bertolino. Ripped away but tied up. And on the arrow, it'll belong to Edinburgh. Substitutions for the Wildcats. Matthew Luttrell checks in, a 5'8 freshman. And Robert Yonker returns, a 6-foot junior. 40 seconds for the game. Litchfield Hillsboro next. The post-game ceremony live coming up here following the game on FM 106. Steve Kimbrough's final game here at Nokomis. Last home game. On the attack, a foul with 25 seconds, and this game is going to end at the free throw line. Kind of like the NBA All-Star game. This game's going to come to a close at the foul line. 15 seconds left. We'll see if they stop. I think they'll probably stop the clock. I hope they do before it gets the triple zeros. First free throw is no good. They will stop the clock. That's well done over there with 5.5 seconds to play. Second free throw for Prince. Missed it. Rebound down to Bertolino. The clock will run. And in Steve Kimbrough's final game here at Nokomis, the Skins, a wire-to-wire victory over Edinburgh, 61-27. They beat Edinburgh for Coach Kimbrough's 800th career victory last January, and now the Edinburgh Wildcats come in on the night. Coach Kimbrough coaches his last game here at Nokomis, and the Skins win it 61-27. We'll be going down to the floor momentarily for the post-game ceremony. Coach Kimbrough in the back of the line right now, shaking the hands of all the Edinburgh players. 61-27, career victory, 8:36 for Steve Kimbrough. Led tonight by Alex Tassetti's 26 points, 21 for Carter Sobel, 6 for Jake Johnson, 4 for Evan Herbstreit, 2 for Seth Johnson, 2 for Elijah Allman. Nokomis led 17-5 after one, pitched a shutout in the second quarter, 17-0, led 34-5 at the half. It was 49-19 after three. The clock would run in the fourth quarter as the Skins win it 61-27. We'll be going down now and joining PA voice of Nokomis, Gabe Cesaretti, in just a moment here on WSMI FM 106. For the time, Nokomis is clearing the floor. Steve Kimbrough has made his way back towards the tunnel. Now the Nokomis players beginning to congregate at the end of the bench. Now they're coming back. Alex Assetti leading the way there. They will take a seat on the bench, and the ceremony will commence here in just one moment. Hard to believe Steve Kimbrough will never coach another game on these sidelines here at Nokomis. The house that Bro and Mo built. Steve Kimbrough, Maury Huff, two legendary figures here at Nokomis. And by the way, the win, their 20th of the year, now 26 20-win seasons for Steve Kimbrough in his 39 years at the helm, and not a soul has left the gymnasium here tonight. Here is Gabe Cesaretti.
Ladies and gentlemen, as many of you may know, tonight was the last regular season game at Nokomis High School for Coach Kimbrough and Coach Pisco. Together, they have dedicated 68 years to Nokomis boys basketball. At this time, we would like to recognize the contributions and accomplishments of Coach Steve Kimbrough and Coach Brian Pisco as we wish them both happiness, health, and success in their new endeavors. Immediately following this ceremony, we would like to invite everyone to the cafeteria to celebrate their coaching careers. First, Coach Pisco. Coach Pisco has spent 5 years as the freshman coach here and has been the JV coach for the past 24 years. He compiled a JV record of 341 wins and 70 losses for an .800 career winning percentage. His commitment to Nokomis boys basketball has been invaluable. And now his sons, Jordan and Brendan, would like to present Coach Pisco, or would like to ask Coach Pisco to step forward and accept this plaque as a small token of our appreciation. Coach's plaque reads, presented to Coach Brian Pisco on February 21st, 2020, in recognition of his dedication to the student athletes of Nokomis High School during his 29 years coaching freshman and JV boys basketball. Thank you, Coach Pisco. Next, we have Coach Kimbrough. Coach Kimbrough has been the head boys basketball coach at Nokomis since the 1981-82 season. In his 39 years guiding the program, he has compiled 836 wins. The win total puts him fourth all-time for wins in the history of Illinois high school basketball and second all-time for most wins at one school. His teams have had 36 seasons with a 500 record or better, 28 seasons of at least 20 wins, 15 conference championships, 15 regional championships, 6 sectional championships, and 4 state final appearances, culminating in a third-place finish in 2013 and a second-place finish in 2008. Under Coach Kimbrough's guidance, the Redskins have also achieved great success in tournament play. The boys program has won the Morrisonville Mohawk Classic 27 times, the Stonington Invitational, the Glenwood Invitational, and the Litchfield Invitational 3 times. This is in addition to numerous second and third place finishes in various tournaments. At this time, Coach's sons Wade and Lucas and his daughter Casey ask Coach Kimbrough to step forward as they present him this plaque commemorating the success of the Nokomis High School boys basketball program under his leadership.
Kimbrough holding the plaque high above his head now. He turns to show the other side of the gymnasium. What a moment. What a scene.
This plaque displays pictures. The accomplishments of each season and a laser engraved picture of each state tournament team. Thank you, Coach Kimbrough.
There you have it. History here tonight. Ask Coach Kimbrough now, going to say a few words.
They couldn't get any other coaches to talk, so I have to do it. Nice plaque for a shop teacher. Very good. On behalf of the coaches over the last 39 years, I want to thank all the fans. We always tell our kids that we have a very knowledgeable fan base. A good example of that is two or three times over our career we've done this where the varsity's not playing very well and we do a wholesale change and throw the JV out there. And I think about the last time a few years ago that we did this, JV come on the floor, 4 or 5 minutes, they kept the score the same, maybe even cut it by a point or two. When the varsity come back on the floor, JV got a standing ovation from the fans. And that probably sent a better message than anything the coach could do, because what they were telling the team is, you know, we don't expect you to win all the games, but we do expect you to play hard all the time. And, you know, for that, again, our fan base has been very supportive. We thank you for everything that you've done for the program over the years. On behalf of the coaches, I want to thank all the players. Also, you know, it's your blood, sweat, and tears that you left out on this floor that made you successful and made the program successful. And the fact that year after year, our seniors took that intensity, passed it on to the younger kids, and we always tell them it's your job, you're here to teach them, not to abuse them, not to run roughshod over them, but to make them the future program, the Redskins. And they've done that year after year. So to you guys, on behalf of all the coaches, we say thank you. I guess I also, my daughter told me I had to thank my family tonight. You got to realize I'm fairly intense and I don't like to lose. You can imagine the hell they went through on the 300 games that I lost over my career. And one last thank you to my number one fan, my mother. She's been watching ball games since fifth grade. Fourth, I'm sorry. I just got corrected again. But again, the memories that players and fans have given us is unbelievable. And there's not enough words to express how thankful I am. And I'm thankful to all my coaches through the years. Let's go down to the cafeteria and cut some cake or something.
Words from the Hall of Famer Steve Kimbrough as the crowd will rise and they will give him a standing ovation as he's holding the plaque that was presented to him by his children. And what a neat moment. I've got goosebumps. I do. Very neat here tonight. 61-27 is the final, but the final score back burner tonight, as they are now inviting all former players and coaches who played for Coach Kimbrough to come down for a photograph. And Alex Cassetti and Carter Sobel surrounding him right now, and you can only imagine the thoughts going through their heads. What a fun night, classy ceremony at the end. Hats off to the folks here at Nokomis as they honor the Hall of Famer Steve Kimbrough. He will never coach another game here at Nokomis. They will be off to the Macon Meridian Regional next week. We'll take a break. We'll come back to Nokomis following these messages on WSMI. The celebration continues on the floor as Steve Kimbrough, his current players, and his former players all posing for a photograph here at midcourt. And maybe a few folks have left, but not too many. And Edinburgh is still in uniform underneath their tunnel outside their locker room taking in the festivities here tonight. So Steve Kimbrough, his final game here on his home floor in the books. 61-27 the final. Alex Tassetti finished with 26. Carter Sobel with 21. Career victory number 836 for Steve Kimbrough. They are off to the Macon Meridian Regional next week, and we'll see if they can make some noise and maybe shock the world a little bit next week at Meridian. We want to thank all the folks at Nokomis, AD Kevin McDonald, all the folks here. They treat us so good every time we come into town, so we thank them for their hospitality. Of course, thanks to our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of broadcasts like this are possible, so please go out, patronize the businesses you've heard on our broadcast throughout the year. Without them, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally broadcasting stations. Stay tuned. The Route 16 rivalry is next. Litchfield at Hillsboro on the way here on FM 106. Thanks to Megan Cordy. She produced tonight's action here on WSMI FM 106. And congratulations to Steve Kimbrough. You could hear him. He got a little emotional, thought he might there, as he was addressing the crowd. Just a special man, a special night, and it was a special situation here in Nokomis over the last 39 years. So congratulations to Steve Kimbrough on his amazing career. But as he would say, hey, we're not done yet. We still got games to play next week, and we'll have him on the radio Tuesday night live at 6 here on FM 106. For Megan Cordy, I am Tim Mize. Congratulations to Steve Kimbrough on his Hall of Fame career. Nokomis gets win number 20 tonight. We say so long from Nokomis.